Page 40. Governmental Affairs Report, Jeff Tom. It is impossible to tell how much will be accomplished this year, but I can tell you that both in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento, things are happening that will mean that all of us need to get to work. Let's start with federal legislation. Page 41. Some of us will be spending a few days in February at the American Council of the Blind Legislative Seminar in Washington advocating for two major bills. It is very important that each of you call or write your congressman about them. Before discussing these bills, let me thank those chapters and individuals that are stepping up to the plate to help make it possible for CCB to send a contingent to the ACB Legislative Seminar. Without you, we would not be able to have a presence in our congressional offices in the nation's capital. The first bill, H.R. 3749, is called the Medicare Demonstration of Coverage for Low Vision Devices Act of 2013. It would allow Medicare reimbursement for certain low vision devices that cost $500 or more and evaluate through this 5-year pilot project the fiscal impact of making this coverage permanent under Medicare. ACB is the lead sponsor on this bill, along with a number of other groups in the blindness field. The second bill is H.R. 4040, the Alice Cogswell and Ann Sullivan Macy Act. This bill would provide for comprehensive legislation to ensure that deaf and hard of hearing and blind and visually impaired children receive the best education possible. Page 42. We are pleased to note that one of the three congressional sponsors of this legislation is Mark Tacano from Southern California. CCB also has some major work on its hands in Sacramento. Assemblymember Isidore Hall is authoring our bill to add the reading and completion of documents to the list of services covered under the In-Home Supportive Services Program. We have been fighting for this change for 2 decades since Isidro, or Sid Urena, was our advocate. It is long past time we won this battle. The previous governor vetoed the bill, but with your help, we will achieve victory this time. A bill of special interest to business enterprises for the blind vendors is AB 1602. This bill seeks to cure the problem of having blind vendors who have vending machines at roadside rest stops reimburse the California Department of Transportation, or Caltrans, for electricity costs, which can sometimes be quite expensive when compared to the revenue generated from the machines. The bill would allow these costs to be paid to Caltrans only out of funds collected from all vendors, known as set-aside funds. We will look to our Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California affiliate for guidance on this bill. Page 43, within a week or so, many other bills will be introduced, and I'll highlight those of importance in the next BC. However, there are many other items of importance going on in the state due to the upcoming retirement of the outstanding superintendent of the California School for the Blind, Mr. Stuart Wittenstein. A new superintendent will be selected who will begin to serve in that capacity in the next school year. A major budget battle is brewing between disability advocates, including CCB and the governor, over the issue of paying overtime to IHSS workers. The federal government recently passed regulations that require overtime to be paid to home care workers, including as IHSS providers. However, the governor is proposing that no provider be allowed to work more than 40 hours per week, thus eliminating overtime pay in most circumstances. Finally, remember that Capital Day will be occurring on April 9, the Wednesday before the CCB conference and convention begins. By the time you read this, we will have provided you with more details about Capital Day. But if you can help us on that day by visiting Sacramento and speaking to your legislators and their staffs, you can do far more good than I, as your advocate, can ever hope to do. Together, we can make 2014 a big success.